Welcome back, everyone, to Well Yes, the show where science meets nutrition and wellness trends. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to dive into this conversation and to see you again.
Yes, I'm this time. Well, first of all, I'm Walter. I'm the co-founder at Hum, and I'm here with Sarah.
I'm a functional medicine dietitian and an expert on the microbiome.
Got it. How are things going? Where I'm, you know, not in the usual, you know, office. I'm far away, but can you hear me well, Sarah? I'm not sure.
Yes, your location is beautiful. It is very European.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking after the old parents a little bit, so I'm like, I moved my studio a few miles east, basically. So
yeah,
I'm in Europe right now.
That's amazing.
I'm glad technology is not letting us down. We have this chat. I'm really looking forward to this one. We're talking about hair health and nutrition, which is super exciting. But yeah. Before we go there, how are things on your end? Like, how is the renovation going?
It's teaching me a lot about my nervous system capacity, which is very low. So I'm working on, you know, gratitude and presence and all of those beautiful things we talk about in this podcast. So it's a real throwing me in the fire kind of experience. So I'm grateful for it. And it's a lot. It's a lot being in a renovation.
It is a lot. I hope the two of you are navigating it, because like when we did a few things, it was pushing everyone to the edge. So
yeah, we're getting there. And John was just away in Ireland for almost 2 weeks. So he got to be out of it. And now we're just both back in it. And my dogs are extra anxious. And the only person who's loving it is my 5-year-old. He couldn't be more excited. He's like, this is awesome. So we're going with that. That's the shining light.
He thinks he has a giant toy box in his place, basically, right now.
He loves, I don't even know if I would call it chaos. He's just a very adventurous type of child. So he loves like change and new experiences. And this is just like such an adventure for him.
I love that. Well, listen, this week's topic is a topic that you actually picked, and it's about hair health, right? Like, why are you so passionate about hair health? Tell me all about it. And like, how do we get to this one?
Yeah, well, hair has been on my mind a lot, especially, I mean, I'm 5 years now postpartum. I don't even know if that's still considered. I mean, it is. But I've thought a lot about hair, more about hair in these past 5 years than I have probably in my entire life. Because with being pregnant, there's so many hormonal changes and there's so many things that happen to your hair. And I lost a ton of hair 4 months postpartum. And then I went through this whole big experience about a year postpartum where so much of my hair fell out and it became very concerning. And so I started just kind of exploring, what does it mean to strengthen the quality of my hair and why is it falling out and how do hormones play a role in that and how do nutrients play a role? So it's been just an interesting topic, and I find it's a pretty relevant one for a lot of women. And then since so much of my hair fell out, it's now coming back in a lot lighter. So now I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot of gray hairs. And what does that mean? And just navigating that from a nutrition perspective and also from a self-love perspective is just like, you know, part of aging is your hair changing. So it's just been an interesting topic, and I'm excited that we get to kind of dive into it and just learn more about it.
Yeah, and there's just so much, I would say, noise when it comes to hair health and nutrition specifically, and I think it's a really good one to unpack. But generally speaking, I think the stats, when we started like thinking about this episode, we looked at some stats, and I believe 40% of women are suffering from some form of like hair loss, basically, right? To your point, it's hormonal and it has a huge impact on many. So there's a lot going on here. But obviously, hair growth is a process, right? There's phases when it comes to hair. So maybe you should start there.
So hair growth is interesting too, because it happens in three phases. And within those phases, you kind of have your active hair growth phase, which most of your hair is in, I believe it's 80% of the time. So you have hair that's going to stay and grow and be healthy. But then you have a second phase where it's actually falling out. And I think you can lose about 50 to 100 strands of hair per day, which when you like, I have really long hair. And for me, it's very apparent and it's always falling out. So there's a moment where it can be a little just like concerning, especially for my husband after I shower. And he's like, what happened in the shower? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of female friends too. It's like, you'll leave these hair, these hair monsters on the wall where it's like, it's just coming out and you stick it on the wall so it doesn't go down the drain. But yeah, you lose a lot of hair on a day-to-day basis because you have this time frame where your hair is actively falling out. And then the third stage is just that kind of regeneration phase. So it's interesting in the experience of that because you just, it's so drawn out. Like the active phase can last for like 2 to 7 years, but then that dormant phase is 2 to 4 weeks. And so I don't know if you've ever had any hair removal treatments,
I
but
did. I lasered myself. Yes.
yeah. And so,
Yes.
you don't just do one treatment. It's a long, like over many months because you have to get all the hair follicles at the time that they're active, essentially. So it does take a long time to kind of go through the cycles of hair growth to remove it.
Yeah, I've done it a long time ago. It wasn't very pleasant, I must say. It was more painful than I thought. But that's not the topic today. But let's talk about a little bit of nutrition and the kind of sort of day-to-day. Like you mentioned, washing your hair. And I think there is definitely a lot of debate around like how often one should wash one's hair. Is it like, is overwashing actually bad for hair growth? And did you find anything when you did your research on this topic?
Yeah, so I mean, you want to be aware. Obviously, we always talk about like the types of products you're using, the chemicals. There was a study that looked at being in the shower, you're in steam and you're opening up a lot of your pores. So you want to be extra mindful of the types of products that you're using because you can absorb a lot of those when you're in the shower. And so having gentle, natural hair care products, personally for me, I think is one of it's just an important foundational piece of hair health. And overwashing, you can strip all of these really important natural oils that are on your scalp and that balance your scalp, that keep it healthy. So you can get into that phase of overwashing. So I really wash, I mean, I try and wash my hair maybe twice a week, but I don't have really oily hair. Or if I'm exercising and I get super sweaty, I will wash my hair. I know there was a trend, this big like wellness trend, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where people were like not washing their hair for very long periods of time and then putting like coconut oil in it. And I don't think that's actually very healthy for our scalps either. We want to allow them to breathe and just do their natural, just be in that natural cycle.
Yeah. And look, I think there's just so much, like, as I said, like, you know, conversation, it goes always from one extreme to another. We went from like, don't wash it at all to like, you know, washing it too frequently. And then, you know, there's always these phases. So I think that's like a good advice from your perspective. Just keeping thinking about your hair health, also like your skin health,
Yeah.
because obviously, you want to keep the skin healthy and hydrated. And hair follicles also need a bit of hydration, which brings us to really to our, you know, main focus of the conversation, which is nutrition and hair health. So we have actually done a clinical study at Hum where we put one of our formulas to a placebo-controlled trial, and the results were really interesting. 10% increase in hair growth versus the placebo, so that was really, really good. We published the information, so if you want to read about it, we'll probably link it here in this podcast. But there are a lot of like micronutrients that people you know need for hair health, and why don't we go through them one by one? Because there's obviously there are proteins which are important, minerals are important, biotin. Everybody knows about biotin, but there's also like you know healthy fats which are important. And why don't we go through the different types of micronutrients that are beneficial to hair health and dissect them a little bit and look at research that's out there. So where should we start, Sarah?
Well, you mentioned we can start with the big one, the macronutrient being protein. So protein is pretty essential for hair health just because that's what it's made out of. Keratin is the protein that our hair is made out of. So having adequate protein in your diet that's bioavailable that you can digest, that's kind of like the first place that I always think about is like, one, do we have the adequate nutrients? Are we getting the right foods? And then that second phase is like, can we break them down? Because it's a twofold process. You can be eating tons of protein, but are you absorbing it and are you getting it into your system? I work with people with digestive issues. So brittle hair and hair health is something that does come up quite frequently. So I always start with, are we getting adequate protein that's bioavailable? And then can you digest that? So that's kind of the first big one. And then you had mentioned omega-3s. That's really important because it's an anti-inflammatory. It's just part of so many processes in the body. And it's really important when we're thinking about scalp health because our hair grows out of our scalp. So that's really a critical spot to maintain as well. It's not just about our hair, it's about where it's coming from. So omega-3s can really help with inflammation and just that kind of just the right balance, the right pH of the scalp. And then we have our nutrients that you'd mentioned. So vitamin A, they're essentially the fat soluble nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. And then the big one, like you said, that most people know about is biotin. And those vitamins are really important for the overall follicle health. So hair is growing out of follicles that are in these growth phases, the three phases we talked about. And those vitamins are really critical for just the overall follicle health and then the growth of the hair. And then we also have iron and zinc, which are very common, especially in people with digestive issues. I do a lot of blood work. And so I see across the board, typically like magnesium, iron, and zinc are low in people with digestive issues. And so when we think about hair, do you have adequate iron? Do you have adequate zinc so that you can have this thicker, healthier hair, or is it getting thin and brittle, which is where typically, if you don't have enough iron or zinc, that's what we start to see happen.
Yeah, and when you look at the research in general, you see that people with nutrient deficiencies tend to have also like hair experience hair loss, but often we don't know whether it's causation or correlation, right? What causes
Yeah.
it. But there's definitely a link between the two, which is like why certain micronutrients are highly recommended if you're experiencing some form of hair loss. Let's talk about the food. Why don't we design the best plate to eat? When it comes to, creating like, so you mentioned protein, bioavailable
Yeah, so
protein.
any like when we're looking at the categories of the most bioavailable protein, it's going to be some form of animal protein. So we could do, let's do salmon because that's also going to give you high omega-3s. So I think salmon would be a good one to have on your plate. And when I think about designing a plate, I think about like if you look at the plate, half of it's veggies, a quarter of it's protein, and then a quarter of it is a complex carbohydrate, and then 2 tablespoons are fat. That's just like kind of how I visualize that. So we can do a quarter of that plate as salmon. So we're going to get the fat in there, that omega-3. And then we could do a nice salad with mixed greens and microgreens and purslane and put like a flax hemp dressing on it. So now we have really good fiber, we have good veggies, and we've got more omega-3. So this is very omega-3 rich. And what should we do for a carbohydrate? What's your favorite? We have salad, salmon. What would you add to that?
For carbohydrates,
On our plate for hair health.
I'm just thinking right now what kind of car I always like pasta, of course, right?
Yeah. You
That's
could
really.
do like a European pasta because we know that the wheat grown in Europe has a different quality than it does here in the US. So that could be a good, that sounds really good.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's your plate right there.
I love it.
Now, obviously. There are other things that people are concerned about as well. Hair color is another, question that I had when we prepared for this episode. It's like, are there any micronutrients that are beneficial to maintain healthy hair color? I think PABA comes to mind. What does the research say?
Yeah, PABA is a great one. I have personally used there's a couple names for it. FOTY or Hoshawu is the other name for it, and I've used that in a powdered form, and I really like that. That's actually shown to decrease the graying and actually help with repigmentation of the hair. And I think there was a study that actually measured results in about 2 months of using that product or that herb that you could start to see hair recoloration happen. For me, I think it slowed down some of my graying. I'm just trying to think back. I did that. I used that about 2 years ago, and I noticed that there was kind of a general like slowing in the amount of grays that were coming through. So I really liked using the Foti or the Hoshi Wu.
Which included in our supplement as well, because it is really, it's widely used in traditional Chinese medicine. And again, we included that herb specifically in our formula, and we have seen really good results with the formula altogether, but we didn't isolate just the FOT when we did our research. So as part of the formula, we saw really good benefits. And I think this is what sets this formula apart, is to have a bit of FOT within it, which helps with hair health, specifically hair color. So that's definitely something we're really interested in. How
And I
about
think that just you reminded me too, like the combination of things is really important. So you had mentioned PABA, and PABA with B5 has shown to actually help with repigmentation as well. And it's always hard when you're dealing with isolating one thing and saying this one thing is doing this, because things are always working synergistically. Our body is this complex, dynamic, metabolic machine. So it's interesting. And I like looking at things as these kind of like synergistic combinations. So the PABA, the FOTI, that PABA and B5, like I said, were looked at to actually have a greater result when they were combined to that repigmentation. So it's always good, I think, to look at things like how they're all working together instead of saying, oh, there's just one thing. Because as we talk about every single time on this podcast, there's never this one secret magical thing that's going to change it. It's lifestyle, it's diet, it's, we're talking about nutrients, it's hormones. So it's all of these different pieces that are coming together.
how about folate?
Folate is a B vitamin, and that's really important for, the growth of the hair and cell, well, growth of the hair, but it helps with cell function. So it's really going to help that hair just to strengthen and not get that like brittle dryness to it. And it's really like when you look at folate or folic acid, it's just a critical nutrient to have in our diet overall or in our bodies. It's such an important part also when you're pregnant, for your developing baby. Folate plays a huge role in that. So I don't think we see, no, oh, I guess I don't measure this as much. I'm just trying to think like how prevalent a deficiency in folate is, but we will see low levels of B vitamins for sure. Like megaloblastic anemia will show an imbalance of B vitamins. So it is important to have that as a supplement, or taking that when you do notice that your hair is just shifting or changing, or you're having digestive issues, it can be beneficial.
Yeah. And then, of course, minerals. You mentioned those earlier as well. Zinc is really, really important. Why do we think it plays such a critical role when it comes to hair health?
It helps with that one. So we talked about the third phase, which is that kind of regrowth regression phase, and it really helps to prevent that or to kind of buffer that a little bit. So it's important when we're thinking about that recovery regrowth phase and just keeping like everything's coming back to how do we keep our hair follicles healthy? And zinc is a really important one in that conversation. And it also has a huge link to digestive health and keeping the gut lining intact and helping to support the healthy growth and turnover of the intestinal lining. Zinc is just a beautiful nutrient that we all need to have. And again, it's one of the ones that when I look at blood work, a lot of times it's in lower levels. So getting zinc, really important. And I think one of the best sources of zinc from food is actually oysters.
Well, they always say, it's a good, I don't mind oysters. I think they're great.
Yeah, I can't. They're just like that texture, it's a texture thing for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going to push your buttons then, like judging by your face. So if you
I'm like,
listen,
I'll take a, give me a zinc supplement any day over an
judging
oyster.
by
I'm
your face,
just
I have
gonna
a
go
feeling
with that. That's my
probably,
preference.
I think you're going to go for the zinc supplement versus the oyster.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. Let's do our well yeses and well nos. Sarah, why didn't you go first this week?
Okay, so my Well, no, is being stressed out about my hair getting grayer. I would love to embrace that and really look at taking care of my body and nourishing my body, and also just embracing the changes that come along with being human and being a woman. So that is my well, no, is to stress out about that. And my well, yes, is we didn't actually talk about this, but if you have drier hair and if you're prone to breaking, using a silk pillow is really good to prevent that damage that you can get on your hair. And it's also really good for your skin. If you have more acne prone skin, having that silk pillowcase can help. And then changing it also is really beneficial to keep your skin and hair healthy.
Awesome. Well, mine are like, I think like I'm going to follow your advice and like not wash my hair every day. I like that one. And then also my well, yes, would be probably taking a fish oil, having listened to you here, and like just generally speaking, fish oils are incredible. They're anti-inflammatory and they have so many benefits across the board, whether it's brain health, heart health, and now we learned also they're going to be beneficial for skin health and hair follicle health. So I'm big fan of fish oils, and as always, reminder, make sure they come from small fish, which tend to be lower in heavy metals and just a purer form of fish oil. So these are our like well yes and well no's. Why don't we go to our RD rapid fire? And
All right.
RD rapid fire, you know how this goes, on a scale from 1 to 10, and we're doing RD rapid fire hair health and hair nutrients. So let's start with hydration.
10.
Protein.
10.
Oh, omega threes.
A 10.
How about a vitamin D?
10.
All right. Iron and zinc.
Gonna give that a big old 10.
There's heat styling on the list. That's not really a nutrient, but like, what do you think of heat styling?
I would give that a 6.
All right. Stress management.
A 10.
Faux tea.
A 9.
Biotin.
A 10.
Sleep.
Sleep's always great. 10.
And folate.
10.
Oh my God. I don't think we ever had such generous scoring from your end. And last but not least, B12.
Nine.
All right. Well, thanks, Sarah. You've been extremely generous with your scores this week. It sounds like you're managing the construction on your end well. I really learned a lot today, so thank you for that. And I also want to thank our producer Brooke and our production assistant Fatima for making this episode happen. And as always, it's been a real pleasure. And if you like what you heard, give us a follow our podcast. Give us a like, or maybe drop a comment. We really appreciate it.